With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New Orleans holding a vigil on Bourbon Street to mourn and celebrate the lives of those killed when a man rammed a truck into a crowd, killing 14 people and injuring dozens more. Vigil included relatives and friends and many others who just wanted to mourn with the others. Just plain nasty weather causing treacherous driving in several states.
Storms are going to be pretty impactful with respect to travel. Today, Sunday, across the plains and spreading into the Ohio Valley, and then on Monday into the Mid-Atlantic region. So there's a combination of heavy snow, low visibility, and then as you go a little bit farther south into southern Missouri, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and parts of Kentucky, the threat is going to be for ice. So all told, there's a lot of travel disruptions on schedule or on tap over the next few days.
National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovac. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden has blocked the $15 billion proposed deal for Nippon Steel of Japan to purchase Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel.
This isn't about Japan. This is about U.S. steelmaking and keeping one of the largest steel producers in the United States, an American-owned company.
That is White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby, but critics are blasting Biden for what they say is a huge mistake. The Japanese company had promised to invest $2.7 billion in U.S. Steel's aging blast furnace operations in Gary, Indiana, and also one in Pennsylvania. If the Nippon offer goes away, those commitments go away. Apple has agreed to pay $95 million to settle a suit that accused the company of turning its virtual assistant Siri into a, quote, snoop that eavesdropped on users of iPhones and other devices. This is SRN News. A final note on the 2024 presidential election.
Political analysts are trying to understand why abortion was not a winning issue for Kamala Harris. In fact, the Democratic nominee won the smallest share of women's votes for a presidential candidate of her party since 2004, as women of all stripes cast their votes for President Trump. Democrats were boldly predicting that the repeal of Roe v. Wade would turn female voters against the Republican Party forever, something that simply did not happen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It has been a decade now since six South Koreans were detained in the north part of the Korean Peninsula. There's still no word on whether they are alive. Three of them, Christian missionaries. The other three were North Korean defectors who had resettled in the South. The missionaries were all sentenced to hard labor for life. This is SRN News. California will start requiring property insurers to increase coverage in wildfire-prone areas.
This comes after homeowners across the state increasingly struggle to find policies. The state's new rule requires insurers to start increasing their coverage by 5% every 2 years until they hit the equivalent of 85% of their market share. That means if an insurer writes 20 out of every 100 state policies, they'd need to write 17 in a high-risk area. The requirement will take effect within 30 days. Some worry it will increase premiums in California by 40%. John Scott reporting.
Israel helping a former soldier leave Brazil after legal action was initiated against him by a group accusing Israelis of war crimes in the Gaza Strip. Action was based in part on their own social media post. More details at SRNnews.com.